Well, good morning, friends. As Terry said, it's Friday with Jim, and I'm your host, Jim Wilkins. Happy to be here. The Friday show was conceived of by Lisa Smith, and it is produced by Kate Brister. And we thank both of those folks for being a part of the Friday show. And, of course, as I mentioned, Terry, that's Terry Wilson, our engineer par excellence, is with us today. And we've got we're going to be talking about the work that's going on up at the Astor Column, and I've got two guests with me, one of whom is a local NBA, a native-born Astorian, Radha Christie, and we've got the foreman of paint at the Column Restoration, Kitty Cavanaugh. Hey, you guys, thanks for both being here.
Oh, well, thanks for having us, Jim.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
Radha. Go ahead, Radha. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the restoration.
Well, I was born and raised here in Astoria. I grew up out in the Willeski area and graduated from Astoria High School in 1977. Then I went away to college. I went to Skidmore College in upstate New York and got a degree in art, which has been most useful. And somewhere along the line, well, actually it was in 1995, I was involved with the first restoration of the Astoria Column, and I've been working in that line of business basically ever since. So now I'm back here again to work on this restoration.
Very good. Kitty Cavanaugh, and you?
I'm an East Coast girl originally, and I also got my art degree in upstate New York at Alfred University. And then, and I also was very interested in theater. So when I moved to Seattle in 86, I got into painting, scenic painting for theater. And I've been doing that now for a good almost 30 years. And I'm currently the master scenic artist at Seattle Opera. And Marie Libinus, the head conservator on the Astoria Project, and I both went to college together and have been keeping up with what each other's doing all these years. So she knew I had the skills needed for painting and restoring the column. So she asked me to put together a team of painters to do the job.
Very good, and you're doing it. Now, over the years, there's been a lot of restoration work done on that column. And it seems like it wasn't that long ago there was a bunch of it done. Radha, why is it necessary now to do it again?
Well, one of the things, we have rather extreme weather here, as you know. And so wind and rain and all those sort of things have eroded the imagery. And just like you would do house maintenance here and at the coast, you have to take care of your, paint your house a little more frequently than you would, say, in Portland or something like that. Same sort of thing. It's a maintenance and an upkeep. When we did the restoration in 1995, there was an 80% loss of the imagery. So the southwest side of the column was basically just brown stucco, or, you know, plaster. Mm-hmm. And all the paint was gone. So we worked very hard to bring back the imagery and to sort of recover what had been lost. And so now, 20 years later, it is starting to go. It wasn't completely gone, but it was starting to go. So we wanted to catch it before it deteriorated too much. But it's basically climate is a huge factor.
Yeah, well, Kitty, I'm wondering, as the painter, is there any new technology in paint that's going to allow us to do a coating on there that'll last a little longer?
Actually, yeah. We're using the same company's paints, the Kime Company, to paint the column as they did in 95. But they've improved their line of paints for outdoor murals. So the paint is better. Also, we are putting twice as much paint on the column as they did in 95. And the paint is what protects the column.
So, exactly, yeah.
So in 95, we just did one coat of paint doing it. And now on the worst weathered sides, which is the southwest where it really gets hit, we're making sure there are two and in some places even three coats of paint this time around.
Well, Kitty, I'm curious, what about how long is this restoration going to last? I mean, when are we going to have to tackle it again?
Oh, we're hoping to give you another 30 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Now, but it is maintenance. I mean, that's a point. It isn't going to be a forever thing. So it is, you know, it's upkeep and maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the underlying media that you're using, that you're setting it on, and I'm having trouble pronouncing it, Sgraffito.
Oh, Sgraffito.
Sgraffito.
The Sgraffito techniques, Attilio Pistarolo was the artist that created the mural. Italian, trained in Italy, then ended up in New York, working, doing interiors of some of the more grand homes. He was contacted by the architect of the column to come out and do the imagery on the column. So the Sgraffito technique is an old one. It was usually used in interiors. There's a layer of plaster that's put down that's dark. Then you would paint white or a light color on top and then scratch through. It's sort of like scratch board where it's black on top and you scratch through and there's a white line. Same kind of idea. So what he did, the plaster was laid down, the imagery, the paint, some paint was laid, and then he would draw into the soft plaster the Sgraffito line using a utensil to create the imagery. And then he would go back and paint into that, too. But it, so it created an outline. And
well,
ceramics.
Has any of that Sgraffito had to been replaced? Or are you working on the original layer?
Well, this time around, we have done some replastering. So at the upper southwest area of the column, it was quite deteriorated. It was, in fact, there's so much that the plaster was missing, and it was the concrete cylinder that is the column itself. So the plaster was gone. That was removed, chipped off, and removed an area. They had done tracings of what was left of the original Sgraffito that could be transferred onto the new plaster. So they, while it was still in rough shape, did a tracing of it, broke it out, cleaned it up, replastered it. Brian Peterson from the cement masonry at Tongue Point brought a bunch of his crew, they did it, and they did an absolutely fantastic job. Then while it was wet, they laid the imagery that was traced from the old column facade on and traced in and did the Sgraffito line, so they recreated the imagery. So now it's that plaster has cured, and they're painting it now. So Kitty's crew's on it, painting it now. So it's a recreation, an area up at the top.
So Kitty, is there some kind of primer or some kind of base coat that goes on top of that before you start the actual painting?
In some cases, they were using a special primer called Grob. But for the new plaster areas, we decided not to use the Grob. We're going straight to paint, and we're just putting as much paint as we can on it. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much, except we use the dilution, which is a little bit like a sealant, waterproofing sort of thing. So we put a layer of that on. It's all within this Keim system, this German system, paint system we're using. But it's a sort of, it's kind of like a sealant. So it went down first, it cured for a day, and then the painting began.
Well, I understand the painting, how can I put this, is more painterly. We talked about this before we went on the air, but maybe you can describe the difference between what you're doing, Kitty, and what had been done prior.
Okay, so in 1995, there was 80% loss of the paint on the mural, and especially the southwest side was almost entirely down to the brown coat. So in 95, the paint team was working very hard just to find the images. So, and they did fantastic work. This time around, we're building on what they were able to do, and we're adding atmosphere and depth to the mural, and trying to get a little closer than they were able to the mural that Pusterla originally did. In 95, it looked fantastic, though. We're just hoping to add a little bit more to it this time around, because we're we really had a lot more information this time around than they had when they started.
How much paint will you have used when you finish the job?
Oh, that's a good question.
We have to start counting buckets.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I don't know the exact answer to that, but it is a lot.
We'll put it in as a lot.
Yeah,
we'll have all that for you next show.
I mean, if you give me a minute while you're talking to Aretta, I can give you a good guess. I have to do a little math in my head.
Jim, think about all the trips up and down those ladders carrying those buckets of paint.
Well, we've gotten in shape over the summer. You know, there's no doubt about that.
How a few weeks ago when we had the windstorm, how was your stress level until you finally got everything stabilized? I mean, I saw pictures of the protective coating flying off around the...
Yeah, it's still in the trees up there. The city's going to come and get it down. But, stress was high, to put it mildly. But, you know, we've recovered from it and, you know, we're moving along. So, but it certainly was a little bit of a wrench that got thrown in for a few minutes that we had to, you know, reorganize. And
well, when I started reading about it, I was really amazed that you had planned to do this if you had to. I mean, it wasn't Mother Nature just ripping it apart. You planned on doing this.
Well, we've had training, scaffold training to be on the scaffold, and one of the things, Safeway is the company that erected the scaffold. They provide, one of their people come, and they give us all training to be working on it, and that was the plan. I mean, if there are winds at a certain strength, then, yeah, the plastic is cut. So that was part of the... Back to you, Jim.
Well, no, Katie wanted a few minutes to kind of figure out the total amount of paint used on this restoration. Have we got that, Katie?
I think I'm going to guess around 50 gallons.
Oh, that doesn't seem like much.
It's 4,000 square foot mural, a little more than that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm figuring 150 square feet per gallon.
Oh, okay. Now, that mural, I mean, if you were able to kind of unroll it off the column and lay it out on the street, it would be 500 and some feet long, I understand, and it depicts 14 different historical situations. Can you talk a little bit about what is actually depicted on that mural?
Sure. Basically, it reflects the history of this region, this area down here around the mouth of the Columbia River. So starting at the bottom, it's the forest primeval, and then it's the coming of the white man. And so there's a mix of Europeans and the Native Americans. And then, of course, right down low there is Captain Robert Gray, who showed up with his ship, the Columbia. It has a bigger name than that, but when I was in grade school, it was the Columbia, so I'm sticking with that. Anyway, the ship, the Columbia, so he discovered the mouth of the river and came up. So he's there, so then all that brings, it starts the process of the traders and sort of the region opening up. So then there's Lewis and Clark, and so then there's Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is depicted on there with Lewis and Clark, because he was a president that sent them out here. And then there's the parties that were sent that John Jacob Astor is in there because he sent an overland party and a party via the water. And so those two scenes, the Astorians and the overland route, where a lot of them died, and that's depicted. And then it continues on up. And the Tonquin was here. It came here. It has a Tonquin leaving New York City. This is the Battery from in Manhattan. The Tonquin's leaving. It goes around, and up near the top is the explosion of the Tonquin. It took place up in Vancouver, BC, but it was here in Baker's Bay for a long time. It hung out, and then it went back out, and they went up the coast up to Vancouver, and that's where the explosion of the Tonquin, where all the Native Americans were killed. And then it continues along, and at the very top, because it is a railroad monument built by the Great Northern Railroad, and at the very top, it's the coming of the pioneers and the arrival of the railroad. So I don't. There are some other things in there, but those are kind of the some of the big things that are there.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that it's Friday here at Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, and we're visiting with Retta Christie and Kitty Cavanaugh, and we're talking about the restoration that's going on right now up at the Astor Column or the Astoria Column.
That's
which
right.
is it?
Astoria.
Astoria Column is the preferred definition. Now, Kitty, it seems like kind of a complicated project. I wonder whether you could talk a little bit about the group that you're working with and how the group is structured. Who's the leader? Who does what?
It's a union job, and so the union requires that there's a shop steward. So we have one, they voted for one of their painters to be the shop steward, and that is Steve LaRose. Steve LaRose is from Seattle. I have several painters I brought with me from Seattle.
So are you a union painter?
I'm a union painter as well, yeah. Okay. And then we added people locally to the crew. And we've also been able to use the Tongue Point students to help us with some of the simpler painting. So that's pretty much this hierarchy from the top down.
But the Tongue Point students, for example, they would be non-union?
They're non-union. They're not being paid. That's part of their job corps, mm-hmm. and they're getting really great experience.
So it's work experience. Yeah.
And you mentioned also that you're using some local people as painters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're union painters?
They're not union, but they're interested in joining the union. So they're checking it out, seeing what the work is like, and they might end up joining. They don't have to, but if they like the work, they might join.
When are you going to finish up this project now?
Probably in about a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're darn near done.
We're very close. Yeah.
We get another 30 years out of it, you say.
I hope you do.
We're hoping so.
What, it's an interesting profession that you're in. What will you be doing next?
I'll be going back to Seattle Opera, and we're currently helping the Fifth Ave Theater with one of their projects, and we have a big project coming up for Seattle Opera.
Which opera will it be?
Oh,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which opera it is, but we have a few other small projects going on too. So the shop is very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, is there some kind of a clear coat or some kind of a surface treatment that you could put on after the paint is applied that will extend the life?
Not really. Kime doesn't recommend it. The paint is the final surface.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Retta, what are you going to be doing once you're done with the column?
Good question. Uh-huh. I'm not really quite sure. Heading back to Portland and probably continuing on with just the different jobs that I've been doing. I've worked for a conservator up there for a lot of years, and so back to that kind of stuff.
Like conservator of what?
Well, she's basically a paintings conservator, and
okay.
I worked for her for a long time. So just in the shop, whatever is needed sort of stuff.
Well, I happen to know that Retta Christie is also an excellent guitar player and musician. Have you been doing any of that?
The last year, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy taking care of my dad. But now I'm probably going to be getting back into the swing of it. So that's on the agenda, too.
Okay.
I'll let you know if I need a guitar player, Jim.
Well, that'd be great, yeah. I don't travel so much anymore, but I still manage to play the thing. I'm curious, how long did you actually spend on this restoration here?
This one? I have been here since May, late May.
Okay.
And basically, you know, till June, July, August, September. It's been like 4.5 months that we've been working on it. There was pre-planning, of course, before, but the actual time working on it is about 4.5 months. And Kitty came like a week or two after we got here, so the main core. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So Kitty, you spent the summer here then, actually.
I did. I
yeah,
love
you had
it here.
Some excellent weather.
Oh yeah, it's been beautiful. And I love this town so much.
It's going to be nice to have it done.
Yes.
So we got parking up there, and we got mm-hmm. the shop open. And
right.
Yeah, there are two things. The official opening, although the scaffold will come down before this, but the official opening is set for the 24th of October, which is a Saturday. And then in conjunction with that, we're going to have a little art exhibition from the scenic painters and accumulation of things, but on that Saturday, the 24th, also at the Historical Society. So the painters have been doing, while they're here, they've been making paintings of Astoria, of the Column, of landscapes, whatever. So we're going to have a little exhibition of their work, along with a few other Column-related things.
What's going on the very tip top? I can see from my house that there's a tent still on top of it.
Right. So there's been repair to the cupola up top. There was glass had to be replaced, and there was some leaking, so resealing the frame. New flashing put on. We had new flashing made and some new flashing put on. So that's what's been going on in the cupola. And it was also painting the observation deck and that sort of stuff, and so it needed to still be covered for that.
It looks very weird right now with the scaffolding that's naked basically and this little rocket looking thing on the very tip top.
Mm-hmm. And the funding for the project comes from a group called the Friends of the Column, as I understand. Have you been able to meet any of those folks and work with them? Tell me a little bit about your experience working with the Friends.
I have very little experience working with them, but they have come through for tours. Not all of them, but a few have come through. And so we meet them. Marie brings them up, gives them a tour, and we do get to meet them and talk with them a tiny bit.
One of our very best is the Friends of the Astoria Column. It's a nonprofit organization that's funded the last two restorations. They work in conjunction with the City of Astoria. So the City of Astoria owns the Column and the park, but the Friends are being responsible for the care and maintenance of the Column and the park. There have been, you know, Willis Van Dusen, the former mayor of Astoria, has made it up several times. Willis is very enthusiastic, and he's a fantastic representative for the board and for the city of Astoria, of course, in mm-hmm. the Column. Bruce Jones, who is a retired Coast Guard personnel. Was he a captain? Okay, yeah, he's a captain. Is on the board. He comes up weekly. He's the liaison between the board and the staff up at the Column. So he gives weekly reports of the what's going on at the Column. Edith Hennesgard, who started Friends of the Astoria Column, was up the other day, so I had a chance to speak with her. Mm-hmm. She wasn't up on the scaffold, but she was up on the up at the Column. So yeah, we see people do come through.
Yeah, and Jordan Schnitzer is instrumental in the Friends as well.
Right now, he's the president, the head of it,
uh-huh.
And yeah, he's a Portland-based philanthropist, and so it's kind of under his auspices that it's all operating now.
And do we know the total cost of this restoration project?
What the website says, the Friends of the Astoria Column website says that it's $1 million restoration. As far as like actual numbers, I think we're in that ballpark. I don't know, but yeah, that's what the website says.
Where's that money go?
Where does it go?
$1 million.
Scaffolding that size is very expensive. If you have a windstorm and you have problems with the scaffolding, and you have, you know, there's some adjustments, that's a lot of money. Paint is very expensive. Personnel, all those things.
This is the most expensive paint I've ever worked with. This is probably twice as expensive as any paint I've ever worked.
How much, Kitty?
It's $300 a gallon.
Yeah. Whoa. That is expensive.
It's a very good paint system. It's a mineral paint, and it bonds to the plaster, to the so it just becomes like a stone, you know, sort of thing. So it's, I mean, it's fantastic.
What's the name of the paint?
Keim, K-E-I-M as in Mary.
And where else would you use that paint?
It's meant for outdoor murals. Oh. It's used all over Europe and has been for a long time. Do you know how long?
Over 100 years, like 150 years, something like that.
Yeah, and where is it made?
In Germany.
Uh-huh. Expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. They have a office here now, though. I think it's in Florida. So they have people here. When we did it the first time, we had to get it directly from Germany, but now we get it here.
It's excellent paint.
Pardon me?
It's excellent paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's soluble in what?
Water. It's water-based.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's a silicate-based. So, like, it's suspended. It's a mineral suspended in this silica base. So it's like water glass that we'd use for preserving eggs or something like that. It's the same solution.
Well, we're just about ready to wrap this thing up. Thank both of you for being with us. Retta, could you... let our listeners know once again the date of the celebration that you mentioned.
Sure. So the official reopening of the Astoria Column will be Saturday, October 24th. And I don't know exactly what all is going to happen at that time, but that's the official date that has been set. In conjunction with it, at the Historical Society, there will be an art exhibition.
Very good. Well, it's been Friday here at Coast Community Radio, and we've been talking with Retta Christie and Kitty Cavanaugh, both of whom have been spending the summer restoring the Astor Column. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are both doing that. And as a local Astorian, it's always great to have that thing done. Now, just one brief thing before we wrap it up. There was talk about changing the lighting. They're going to LED. Do you know anything about that?
There are several phases to the restoration. So that is one of the steps to be done. I don't know when it's going to occur, but yes, that is one of the things that they're planning on doing.
Okay, good. Well, thank you both for being with us here today. And
Jim, I have one more question. We've got a minute left.
Terry Wilson.
Is there a website or anything where people could go on and watch what you have been doing for 4 or 5 months?
No, but hopefully at our art exhibition, there is going to be some video because it's going to be a little bit multimedia. And Jeff Daly has been doing some filming and things up there, so we hope to have some video there that people can see if they come to the art exhibition.
Thanks again, both of you. And I'd urge our listeners to stick around for the always wonderful folk show put on by Mr. Albert Smith. Has wonderful taste in music, and I enjoy listening to it. And we'll be back again next week with another guest. I believe next week we'll be visiting with Matt Love, a local author who's got a new book out about Astoria, and that'll be fun. So until then, take care of yourself. Goodbye.